Could you explain what sustainable housing means?
Well, for me, it depends on what you're talking about. I suppose if you're talking about the actual built itself, the actual house itself, for me it comes down to a lot of issues about building materiality, what you're building it out of. But then if you're talking about sustainable housing, it's just where you sit there in terms of its space, its location, its density, its access to jobs, its access to civic amenities, all of those sorts of things that go through to reduce communities, which reduce travel demand. So it really means in what you're asking the question is, because you could think of that at different spatial scales. You're talking about the house itself. For me, that's really about the type of building materiality, it's solar radiation, all of those types of things. So you mean more about sustainable housing as in reducing travel demand, so people don't have to travel, about providing, so they don't have to travel an hour to their job. It sort of means, what do you mean by that question, and what are you sort of asking me, I suppose, is what I'm asking you.
In your expectations, what features would you expect to find within a sustainable household?
For me, sustainable households, it's the issue of the spatial scale. You're talking about the house itself. And of course, we've also got to think about what type of house you're talking about. Are we talking about multi-generational housing? Are we talking about housing for people like yourself, you know, maybe young urban professionals? It's about providing housing choice. And it's also about providing opportunities so people don't have to travel, so people can go to their jobs, so people can go have an effective open space, people can get to the supermarket. It's not difficult to understand why some of our nicest inner city suburbs are so nice, because they're quite dense. They run at about 40, 50, 60 dwellings per hectare. And because of that, you can actually walk to the supermarket, you can walk to the coffee shop, you can walk to the park, all of those types of things. So if you're talking about a sustainable house, all of those things come to my mind of thinking, plus also the materiality of what you've got the house out of. Concrete's a very, very unsustainable building technique. But it's a very long-running building. Like if we think about what we've just done at the university with the old human science building, it's got a 6-star lead rating because it's taken all the existing bones and structure of the architecture in that building, reused that sort of stuff, all that residual carbon and energy that went into it, and redeveloped and repurposed that building. So again, there's all these multi-different layers that you could talk about when you talk about sustainable housing.
There's been some criticism that the cost of sustainable housing design, as you mentioned, outweighs the benefits. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't agree at all. I mean, simple things about solar radiation. If we're talking about the house itself, how you tend to want to house so they're not so house south-faced. You've got to be thinking about solar radiation, thinking about block structure so that you can minimise the need to have south-facing dwellings. Again, thinking about block structure, street layout, and providing opportunities for people to do all these sort of things don't cost too much money. It just requires good urban planning, good urban design, and good architectural responses. We can design housing so that you can be close to jobs. You can be close to all these things. We can design housing in such a way so it uses more sustainable building technology. So you could use concrete as a building technology as well. You know, an apartment block, if you're thinking that's going to be its long-run activity, it's going to be there for a lot of 100, 200, then you could think about different other types of building materiality. If you're talking about more short-run type of building, we could also think about more sustainable things like wood-based technologies. It depends on what type of outcome you're seeking to achieve.
What impact could incorporating more sustainable housing design within Aotearoa have on the current housing crisis?
Well, I mean, I don't actually think there is a housing crisis, but it's just not a housing crisis. It's a community construction crisis. And what I mean by that is there's no point putting houses where there's no jobs, or someone has to travel an hour to get to their job. And remember that not everybody can work from home. A lot of jobs you can't do for that. And also everyone working from home defeats the whole idea of productivity, and there's a lot of research about that. So you want to have a balance on that type of thing. So for me, when we're talking about housing crises, we're also talking about community construction crisis, so that we can have communities where people don't have to travel. They don't have to do all these things. I mean, what I mean by that is all the services they need are within a certain distance. And people talk about 15-minute cities or 20-minute cities are really good examples of that. And bearing in mind, it's not forcing people to do things. It's choice and democracy, so people can choose where they want to live and all that sort of stuff, providing opportunities so people don't have to travel. They can live within a space within 15 minutes of walking, and they could provide all their needs. That's what I think when we talk about housing crisis, is it's got to be more sophisticated than that and talk about community construction crisis, because there's no point to say putting housing an hour away from where the jobs are, because think about the travel costs. Think about the climate change implications of that, the loss of carbon that would go through that. And even if we move to EVs, we still have the travel costs. We still have congestion. We still have all of those things that flow out from that. So I think you have to be a bit more sophisticated and say it's just not about housing. about community construction so that people can have opportunities so they don't have to travel.
Upon the upcoming election, do you believe there is a need for greater action surrounding sustainable housing design?
Completely. I think, and I don't really want to engage in left or right politics, but I think part of the problem that worries me is this narrative has not really been explored. I think back over the last 30 years in terms of what we've done for climate change, we really haven't addressed those issues. And we're getting to the point where we can't kick the can down the road. We need to seriously think about what's the implications of climate change? What's the serious implications for the housing models that we've been using and the economic models that we've been using? Because that's delivered the type of outcomes we've got now. We need to challenge those orthodox approaches and come back and come with new ways of doing things. Because we can't keep sprawling. We can't keep developing houses the way we are developing houses. Cost of construction is too high. All of those things need to be looked at. It's not a left or right issue. It needs to be across the board. And you look at more sophisticated countries like the Scandinavian examples, they're not political issues. They're taken as given. So we need the narrative to change. And